Welcome, welcome, welcome. I always appreciate you us being together so very, very much. It's just good to get together. Appreciate your attendance so much. There's an outline in the bulletin this morning if you'd like to follow along with the lesson. Not only the Bible verses, but then words to the songs that we sing to make our application. Titled the lesson from the text that was read to us, Four Dimensions of God's Love, or Christ's Love. A key on verses 17 and 18, I put these in your note. It says, but Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. Believe that. That you, that's us, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is, and here's the four dimensions of God's love, or Christ's love. Comprehend with all the saints what is the width and the length and the depth and height, to know the love of Christ. When by definition of love, I just put one sentence. The Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 13 lists about 15 different words or descriptive words to describe love. But just in one sentence, I put it's an attitude, an action of one, meaning you or me, to provide a way to benefit someone else. My attitude, my action, to benefit you when we love. Now the lesson is to comprehend the love of Christ. By comprehend, definition, again I put these in your notes, means to catch hold of, to understand the love of Christ, to grasp it mentally, to learn, to gain the knowledge of something if we're going to comprehend it. And Paul says he wants us to be able to do that. To comprehend or learn the love of Christ. In one place it's described in 1 John chapter 4, verse 9. In this, here's the illustration, the love of God was manifested toward us. What did you do, God? That God has sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him. So we say, thank you. Thank you. The action of one has benefited me. There's an explanation in our hymnal. Again, I put this in your notes, just a reference. It's hymn number 133. The title of the song is The Love of God. And I'm going to use the words to our hymns to make the application, to give a word of explanation to our message this morning. In hymn number 133, the first stanza is this. The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star, reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty pair bowed down with care. God gave His Son to win. His erring child He reconciled, the love of God, and pardoned from his sin. Thank you. The third stanza. If we with ink the ocean fill, now get a picture. I've been to the ocean. I've seen the top of it. Not all of it. But if we with ink the ocean fill, I've seen the ocean not only here in Imperial Beach, but up the coast, Ventura, Morro Bay, San Francisco, even points beyond. It just keeps going and going. The ocean fill. Next phrase. and were the skies of parchment made. All the skies is parchment. The ocean is the ink. The sky, the parchment. Every stalk on earth, a quill. Now we have a writing instrument. Every stalk, all the stalks across the plains and everywhere else. If every stalk was a quill, and every man a scribe by trade, 8 billion people in our earth, 8 billion scribes taking a pen or a quill in hand, dipping it in an ocean of ink, and writing on the sky. You call Montana Big Sky. All the way up there, from here to there. Now, every man a scribe by trade, to write the love of God above, right, now that's the goal, would drain the ocean dry. You can picture it. See that? We're going to drain the ocean dry writing about the love of God. Nor could the scroll contain the whole, though stretched from sky to sky, the love of God. The lesson is in the text, comprehend, learn about the love of God, or the love of Christ. The value of God's word and the value of our hymns. In 2 Timothy 3, verse 16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction, instruction. The hymns that we sing in Colossians 3, verse 16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing. So I want to draw attention to God's word and the hymns we sing to describe the love of Christ in the four dimensions that the Apostle Paul mentions. The first one is, think about the width of God's love. It means its breadth. It means the gospel is for all. It means that the love of God and its message is worldwide in its invitation. No one is excluded from the opportunity to benefit from God's love and Christ's love for us. The action and attitude of one person toward another to benefit them. Jesus said in Mark 16, verses 15 and 16, he said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Oh, the breadth of God's love. Don't leave anyone out. It's there. It's not limited to just a few nations. And Peter opened his mouth and he said, in truth, Peter, what do you want to tell us? It's truth. I perceive that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, the width of God's love, every nation, whoever fears him and works righteousness is accepted by him. And we sing a song in our book. Oh, spread the tidings round. Here it is. The width of God's love. Oh, spread the tidings round. The next phrase is, we sing it wherever man is found. Wherever human hearts and human woes abound. Spread the word. The width of God's love. Let every Christian tongue proclaim the joyful sound, Lord of lords. The width of God's love and our obligation, spread that word worldwide. Don't leave anybody out. Tell it and share it. Third stanza. O boundless love divine, how shall this tongue of mine to one wondering mortals tell the matchless grace divine? Spread the tidings round. The width of God's love. Comprehend that. Every nation. Second is the length of God's love. the length. You understand that God and Christ went a great distance to demonstrate their love. And I need to know that. Familiar verse of John 3, verse 16. God so loved. God, what's the distance you went in your love? God so loved that he gave his only begotten Son. He gave. To benefit others. The action of one to benefit someone else. God's love benefits me. And he went to great lengths to prove it. In John 15, verse 13, it says, greater love has no man than this. What's the greatest love? A man laid down his life for his friends. God, what did you do? What distance did you go to? I gave my Son. Greater love has no man than this. In Matthew chapter 20, verse 17, during the ministry of Jesus, it was on his mind to go this great distance. Right before he goes into Jerusalem, the week before his crucifixion, it says in Matthew 20, 17, now Jesus, going up to Jerusalem, took the 12 disciples aside on the road and said to them, behold, we're going up to Jerusalem. And the Son of Man, here it is, shall be betrayed to the chief priests and to the scribes. They will condemn him to death, deliver him to the Gentiles, to mock, to scourge, and crucify. The length of God's love. What did you do for me, God? I'm inviting a world of people to see the length that I went through to accomplish their salvation. The song we sang this morning, hymn number 386. Ask a question. Why did the Savior heaven leave? Why? And come to earth below, where men his grace would not receive. Ah, because he loves me so. Why did the Savior mark the way? And why temptation know? Why teach and toil and plead and pray? Why? Because he loves me so. Third stanza. Why feel the garden's dreadful dross? Why through his trials go? Why suffer death upon the cross? Why? Because he loves me so. The chorus says, he loves me. He loves me. He loves me. This I know. He gave himself to die for me because he loves me so. Comprehend not only the width that the gospel is for all, but the length of God's love. What he went through to accomplish our salvation. Number three, it's the depth of God's love. The depth. So by definition, the depth of God's love is that his grace reaches me. And that it reaches all of us. It lifts us up from the depths. In Isaiah 1, verse 18, the prophet says, come now, let's reason together. All right, let's think about this for a moment. Let's reason it. Let's reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Crimson, they shall be as wool. Have you ever spilled something red on your shirt? Hard to get out. I remember one time when I was teaching school, had a spot on my shirt, couldn't get it out, so I just took a little Sharpie pen and made a circle around it, and put some petals on it, and the stem made it like a flower. A lot of people said, that's a nice shirt, Brian, but that's an ugly flower. There's a stain there. Couldn't get it out. But the love of God says, even if your sins are like scarlet, red like crimson, I'll make them white as snow. In Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25, it says, therefore he, meaning Jesus, is also able to save to the uttermost. Now, he's saying, oh, that's a good King James word that I don't use anymore. The word uttermost. He's able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him. He's able to save. I always think of that word uttermost as a line of all the people. And God, how many can you save? And he says, I can save to the uttermost, the last in line. Oh, the depth of God's love. I can reach the one that's farthest away. It's his own love toward us. And that while we were yet sinners, we're sinners. God, can your love reach me? Oh yeah, Christ died for me. For us. One last verse in Psalm 40, beginning of verse 1. Psalmist says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me and heard my prayer or my cry. He brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay. He set my feet on a rock. He established my steps. He's put a new song in my mouth. Praise to our God. Many will see it and fear, but I'm going to trust in the Lord. Up out of a horrible pit. God, can your grace reach me when I'm down and out, when I'm down so low? Can you get me out of this miry clay? The song that we sang. Number 453. Look at the words again. Oh, I like this. 453. Love lifted me. Here are the words. I was sinking deep in sin. Gloss over that. I was sinking deep. God, can your love reach me? What's the depth of your love? How far down does your love reach? I'm sinking deep in sin. Far from the peaceful shore. Very deeply stained within. Sinking to rise no more. I wonder if God's love can reach me. I'm sinking deep in sin. My sins are too horrible, committed for too long. God, can your love reach me? Oh, but the master of the sea heard my despairing cry, and from the waters lifted me. Now safe am I. Third stanza. Souls in danger. I'm sinking. Look above. Jesus completely saves. Completely? Your love's going to reach me when I'm sinking deep. Yeah. He will lift you by his love out of the angry waves. He's the master of the sea. Billows, his will obey. He, your Savior, wants to be saved today. Comprehend the love of God. It's width. Nobody's left out of that invitation. The length that God went through to accomplish our salvation. And yes, his grace reaches me. Up and out of the miry clay. The last one is the height. Comprehend the height. His love enables us to set our sights on heaven. His love takes us. Philippians 3, verse 14. Paul said, I press toward the goal of the prize of the upward call of God. So God is calling us. He says, I want to lift you up. It's an upward call. Therefore, he says, let us have, Paul said, let's have this mind. Press toward the goal. In Colossians 3, verse 1, if then you're raised, seek those things which are above. Set your mind on things above. Yeah. In John 14, verse 3, Jesus said, don't let your hearts be troubled. Now, I'm troubled. I want to comprehend the love of God. His width. I want to comprehend the width of God's love. The length that God went through. I'm troubled. Comprehend that. And the depth. Yeah. Let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. But now I go to prepare a place for you. And where I go, I will come again and receive you unto myself. Higher ground. God, can you lift me up out of the miry clay? Can you set my sights on things above? And can you take me to heaven? Can I comprehend the height of God's love? And in this hymn number 539. Oh, yeah. We're going to sing this song in just a moment. Here it is. I'm pressing on the upward way. Oh, there's an upward way. Up from the miry clay, a higher plane. New heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I onward bound. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Fourth stanza. I want to scale the utmost height. In other words, God, I want to grow in grace and knowledge. I want to scale the utmost height. And catch a gleam of glory bright. Till heaven I've found. Lord, lead me on to higher ground. Yeah. I want you to comprehend this morning using the scriptures and the words to our song that we sing so often. Think about that message. I want to, and Paul said, you are able to comprehend with all the saints. The width. Length that God went through, the depth of God's love, and the height. I want to walk on higher ground. That's the lesson this morning. If you're here this morning, I'm a member of the New Testament Church. You're not a Christian. You haven't obeyed the gospel message. We extend that invitation. It's for all. Heard the good news and you have this morning. And you believe it. And you're willing to turn your life around, set your sights on higher ground. You're willing to confess your faith that Jesus Christ is God's Son. You'll be baptized for the remission of sins, the forgiveness of sins. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. That's possible if you comprehend and believe and learn about the love of God, its depth and its height. How can you turn that down? So let's stand together. We'll sing the song that this one. That's your desire to believe and be baptized for remission of sins. We can accomplish that. Simply let your resolve be known while we're singing this song by coming to the front and just requesting that, and we can accomplish it. So let's sing the song together.